double duck just in time, as a shovelful of loose earth came sailing over. Sir Anne looked up from working on a weighty root. She pointed to the front of the stone, sidestepping more soil.
Young maid, working like wild beast.
The black otter carried on working, whilst Biscay and Double climbed out of the meagre holes they had dug. They went to the front to see what progress Spingo had made. She could not be seen, but they could hear her grunting as she dug. The industrious mouse maid had burrowed a tunnel. She was practically underneath the slab. Biscay ducked to one side as more loose earth came flying from Spingo's excavation. He called down the long hole.
What in the name of fur and tails are you doing down there?
Another pile of loose earth shot out of the tunnel, followed by Spingo's reply.
I'm getting the job done, mate. That's what I'm doing. How are you and Double getting on?
Double stared in amazement at the hole.
Not half as well as you are, miss. Are you sure none of your ancestors were moles?
Biscay interrupted his friend.
Spingo, come out of there. It looks dangerous.
More soil flew from the hole, then Spingo answered.
I'll just finish off down here, then I'll come up for a drop of water. Thirsty work, eh?
No beast could have predicted what happened next. Spingo's shovel could be heard striking against the bottom of the huge slab as she gouged out more earth. Sir Anne hacked through the last of the heavy roots she was working on. Without warning, the entire slab moved. The black otter leapt from the stone as it sank, settling down into the hillside. Biscay fell flat on his stomach, scrabbling at the stone-filled hole as he yelled,
Spingo! Spingo!
Double and Sir Anne joined him, digging away with their bare paws at rock and earth, roaring,
Stay where you are, missy! Don't move! We'll get you out!
The slab moved a fraction more. Sir Anne pulled Biscay and Double away from it. She tapped against the stone several times, holding up a paw for silence. After what seemed like an age, they heard the shovel striking rock somewhere below. Biscay gripped his shovel so tight that it hurt his paws.
She's alive! Did you hear her? Spingo's alive!
Sir Anne dug with her sword between the hillside and the edge of the slab. It moved, settling down another fraction. They heard Spingo banging urgently away with her shovel. Double waved his paws furiously.
Stop! Don't dig any more, or we'll crush it to death!
An horrific thought struck Biscay.
She might be suffocating down there. What do we do?
Rushing to the beech tree, Sir Anne chopped off a long branch with a few strokes of her double-bladed weapon.
We try this. I work fast.
Swiftly lopping off any side shoots and leaves, she sharpened a point on the thinner end of the branch. Now what she had looked like a long javelin. Pushing it into the earth alongside the slab, the powerful otter started twisting the pole. Whilst pushing her weight down on it, the beech spear sank deeper with each turn and push. Biscay and Double hurried to assist Sir Anne, but she shoved them aside.
No, no. Too much force will snap this wood. Sir Anne will do it. See?
The beech pole moved up and down freely. She withdrew it, cupping her paws over the hole and calling down into it.
Spingo, you hear, Sir Anne?
A faint, pitifully thin voice answered.
I can breathe now. Don't dig any more. It'll bring the stone down on me.
There was a moment's awkward silence. Then Sir Anne called gently down the tiny air hole.